KPBS On Demand is supported by UC San Diego's Art Power, presenting Ben Folds' Paper Airplane Request Tour on September 19th at the UC San Diego's Epstein Family Amphitheater. For tickets and more information, visit artpower.ucsd.edu.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Friday, March 8th. Students at UCSD are calling on the university to divest from companies that do business with Israel. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. A report published yesterday found that since the U.S.-Mexico border wall height was raised from 17 feet to 30 feet 4 years ago, migrant drowning deaths increased by more than 3,000%. The drownings are happening in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego. The report was written by a UCSD medical student and professor in residence and was published in the journal JAMA. Their hypothesis was that the change in wall height could have resulted in an increase in marine and maritime migration attempts, which resulted in more frequent drownings. Snapdragon Stadium has only been in use for a year and a half, but it has already become a popular venue for women's sports. The CONCACAF Women's Gold Cup Finals between the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and Brazil takes place there on Sunday. It's also the home of the San Diego Wave FC, who play in the National Women's Soccer League. They've broken every major single-game attendance record in the league's history. Snapdragon Stadium General Manager Adam Millar says promoting gender equality is a top priority.
We want to inspire future generations of San Diegans. We want to increase, you know, the visibility of the stadium and our profile. Obviously, we want to support female athletes, and it's great business.
Millar says women's sports in San Diego is successful because there's a market and a huge fan base supporting them. We're springing forward this weekend with daylight saving time. That means we'll have to set our clocks forward by an hour Saturday night. So this weekend, we will technically be losing an hour of sleep, so brace for your body clock to adjust to the change. But it also means it'll get darker later in the evenings, so the days will feel longer. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hello, this is Dr. Michael Lalage, Medical Director and Chief of Staff for Kaiser Permanente San Diego. For more than 50 years, San Diegans have entrusted their health care to us. Our care and coverage connect to provide medical care tailored to each member. With our integrated network of primary and specialty care, we work together using evidence-based medicine to help deliver positive results. We believe in a healthy and engaged life with good beginnings and dignified endings. We believe that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness requires total health, including equal access to high-quality, affordable health care. At Kaiser Permanente, our cause is health. Our passion is service. We work to help make lives better. To learn more, visit kp.org/San Diego.
UCSD's student government group has passed a resolution calling on the university to divest from Israel. Reporter John Carroll says it follows a large campus protest this week.
26 out of 37 senators in the Associated Students of San Diego voted for the resolution, which calls on not only UC San Diego, but the entire UC system to divest from Israel. President George Chi Loy Lo says the resolution aligns with the demands of the BDS movement. BDS stands for Boycott, Divest, and Sanction. President of the Jewish Federation of San Diego, Heidi Gantwerk, says the resolution is misguided.
It really is calling for not just changes to this policy or that policy, but really fundamental changes to the existence of the State of Israel.
A statement from the university said it does not agree with the resolution, and neither it nor any school in the UC system will divest from Israel. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Community advocates rallied yesterday in front of the Vista Detention Facility to protest the latest in-custody death that happened last weekend. North County reporter Alexander Nguyen says they want more oversight on arrest procedures.
We are here to save lives in custody. Yusuf Miller from the North County Equity and Justice Coalition, along with other community members, are demanding answers after a man died while in custody. It happened last Sunday. A man died after struggling with sheriff's deputies following his arrest in Cardiff. Miller says getting arrested should not be a death sentence.
But we want to see what the process was, where did it break down, and we know that our county has a broken bridge between law enforcement and mental health. There's a broken bridge, and we want to mend that bridge so people don't lose their lives.
San Diego Police Department is investigating the case as per protocol when there's a death involving the sheriff's department. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
San Diego Restaurant Week is in full swing with more than 100 restaurants participating. So if you want to get out and enjoy the deals, we have you covered with all you need to know about the event. Joining me to talk about it is San Diego Restaurant Week spokesperson, Haley Stewart. Haley, welcome to the San Diego News Now podcast.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So what does San Diego Restaurant Week entail?
San Diego Restaurant Week is a multi-course menu offering from restaurants, over 100 restaurants in San Diego County, all the way from Oceanside down to Chula Vista and through East County. It's a really great opportunity for folks to get out into their local neighborhoods or explore other areas for a deal. So you'll be able to check out those restaurants that maybe you've been putting off your anniversary for or your birthday and really go and try out some yummy food at a good discount.
Just to get an idea, what's the range and pricing for some of the Restaurant Week options?
So multi-course menus for San Diego Restaurant Week start at just $20. We do lunch offerings and dinner offerings. And a fun new thing that we're doing is you can have a drink as a course as well.
So what is the reason for hosting an event like this?
So it really is about building community and driving diners back into restaurants. This is the 21st year of San Diego Restaurant Week, but you know, ever since COVID, restaurants have had a really hard time coming back from that. And so we like to use this event specifically to, you know, build back those community restaurants.
What are some of the restaurants participating? Are there any first timers?
Every restaurant week is unique in the types of restaurants that are joining. So we do have some fan favorites, longtime participants like Valley High and Tom Hams. Sea Level is one that is always returning, but we do have some new ones. B-Side Balcony is new. They have two locations in Del Mar and La Jolla. We have Aquamare, which is a really yummy Italian restaurant in Carmel Valley.
How about some family-friendly options if you want to take the kiddos for a fun day out? Do you have any examples of what people can do and what are some of the stuff on the menu?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Cafe Coyote is participating in Old Town. And I know that that is always a family favorite. It's, you know, right in the heart of Old Town. So there's so much to do in the area. But also at Cafe Coyote, the atmosphere is so fun. All of the decor. And who doesn't love, you know, some really good Mexican food?
What about some date night ideas or nightlife type of restaurants?
Yeah. So for date night, we have some really great high class, great high level restaurants available. So Sea Level Lounge is a really fun option for date night, as well as Valley High. These restaurants both overlook the San Diego Harbor in downtown San Diego area. Another restaurant, one of my favorites, is Glass Box up in Del Mar. It's a high-end sushi restaurant, and they serve 4 and 5 course meals at a discount. And so the atmosphere is incredible, especially for date nights. It's one of my favorite places to go during restaurant week. It would be Glass Box up in Del Mar.
Where can listeners check out participating restaurants and menus and maybe make some reservations?
Yes. If they head over to SanDiegoRestaurantWeek.com, you can check out all of the participating restaurants' profiles. They have their menus up. You can see their hours, where they're located, and the best part is making those reservations. So San Diego Restaurant Week is a ticket-free event. You don't need tickets in order to attend, but we highly recommend reservations as it's such a big event that oftentimes the reservations sell out. There's a big wait list to get into the restaurants because they're so busy. So we highly recommend heading on over to our website and making those reservations and securing your spot for Restaurant Week.
And before we end this conversation, I'm curious, Haley, what restaurant do you plan to visit this week?
Ooh, so I've already visited Glassbox, but I do have a reservation for One Door North in North Park, and I also have another reservation for Bally High. So I'm really excited to hit these spots. They're so fun. It's something that I look forward to every year, twice a year, but those are my picks for this time around.
Well, I love Italian. What do you recommend?
Wow. Okay. So we have so many different Italian restaurants that are participating. So it depends, are you wanting to stay somewhere close to home, find a new favorite close to home, or if you're wanting to kind of explore a little further. But as far as Italian, we've got Antica Trattoria, we have Cori Pasta, Balsamico Italian Kitchen in South Bay. There's so many different options, and one of the best parts of our website is being able to filter by cuisine. So if you want Italian and you want to see all of the different types of Italian options that we have, you can just pop over to the website, click Italian and filter the restaurants, and then you'll have a whole list of our many, many Italian restaurants that are participating this year.
Well, they all sound delicious. I've been speaking with San Diego Restaurant Week spokesperson Haley Stewart. Restaurant Week is happening through Sunday. Haley, thank you for all the information and for joining the San Diego News Now podcast.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Dune Part 2 opened last weekend, and film critic Beth Accomando says no matter what you think of the film, there's no denying it looks spectacular. She spoke with cinematographer Greg Fraser to shed some light on what goes into shooting a film like Dune.
Cinematographer Greg Fraser doesn't see Dune Part 2 as a visual effects movie.
Yeah, I guess there's some sandworms in this film, but the funny thing is I don't see it like that. I'm concentrating on the minutiae of the human experience with these actors and with these characters. And what happens from a visual effects standpoint happens beyond those experiences.
In the past, his job was done when the shooting wrapped. But today, visual effects can extend his work into post-production.
The mistake that a lot of films make is that they don't necessarily include the cinematographer or the production designer once wrap finishes. But your vision is still being affected by a team of VFX artists. So the more that we can be involved, the better off the end product is.
It's a collaborative process that begins on the set. Take the planet of Giddy Prime. Fraser was asked to make it look black and white, but he added a twist.
Effectively, what we did is we shot in infrared. It just has such a weird look to it that's unusual, that doesn't look like a true black and white. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's like an anti-sun. But the idea was that maybe what the sun does, it sucks out color. So yeah, it was fun. It was a cool process to do that.
So when you watch Dune Part 2, appreciate the work of Greg Fraser and how he brings different worlds to life. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
That's it for the podcast today. This podcast is produced by Emily Mohebi and edited by Brooke Ruth. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again on Monday to start the week together with the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend. And oh yeah, don't forget to set your clocks forward an hour Sunday morning.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, presenting the new 2024 RAV4 with on- and off-the-road versatility and up to a 262-mile range with gas, hybrid, and plug-in options available. Visit your Toyota dealer for more. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.